Good morning, and we welcome to the Daily Pod for the first time, Micah O'Connor. She is an author and got the book. It's called What's With Cincinnati. Good morning to you, Micah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the program, Micah. And can you tell us a little bit about what prompted you to write this book?
Yeah, I am what you would consider a boomerang. So I'm from the area, moved away, had a family, came back, and it was through my children's eyes that I really began to rediscover and find and appreciate new love for the city of Cincinnati. And of course, that expands into the surrounding area as well. And I had a contact with Reedy Press, and they have these kind of ready-made templates about cities to create local interest guides, and I was immediately enthralled with the process and sent them some writing samples, and here we are about a year later.
All right. And then and the subtitle of the book is The Quirks, Personality, and Charm of the Queen City. And did you discover new things, or did a lot of things in the book are pretty obvious, or at least well-known to you?
You know, I started with the obvious ones. There are 85 entries in the book, and it's divided into sections. So there's a section on the food. You know, of course, I cover chili and geta. But then I also discovered some things that I wasn't as aware of, like mock turtle soup, for instance. So in addition to the food section, there's a section on slang. And again, there were some I knew and some that were new to me, and the people and the places, you know, that theme continued throughout. I started with what I thought people would know, and it was a working document up until the very end. You know, I replaced some sections with some that I discovered along the way, and I hope that readers will do the same, that they'll learn some new tidbits about the city that they thought they knew, but really has a fascinating history.
And you mentioned mock turtle soup, and of course, folks around this area, in particular, at the Napoleon Fireman's Festival, that's a mainstay of in a real linchpin of that particular festival. But far as that's concerned, for those who may not be aware of, what is mock turtle anyway?
Okay, so mock turtle soup started out as turtle soup until they hunted the green turtles nearly into extinction. So the mock turtle soup began by, this sounds really gross, so I apologize in advance, but they would boil the head of a calf and add spices and lemon. I guess it kind of mimicked the consistency of a turtle. But yeah, they would add the vegetables and things. And it was even so famous that Lewis Carroll, author of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, had a character called a mock turtle. And it was the body of a turtle and the head of a cow.
Fascinating.
Right?
Yeah, wow. And of course, you also touch on some other topics as far as slang, and in particular, you know, what's up with mangoes?
You know, this one, I called this section canned confusion. I grew up, I had a great-grandmother lived with us. She was a German lady. And so this is something that she said. Most readers and people my age, I'm 41, they might not know that mangoes were actually green peppers. We called green peppers mangoes. And somehow in the 18th and into the 19th century, the wires got crossed because the fruits and vegetables that came to us that were preserved, first, you know, it started with the mangoes, and they got that word. They thought that it meant the process of the preservation. So that the wires got crossed there. And so up until, you know, fairly recently into the 20th century, people were still, even in grocery stores, labeling those green peppers as mangoes. I just think that's a really interesting little tidbit that, that newer Cincinnatians might not know.
Indeed. As we continue our conversation with Micah O'Connor, she is the author of What's With Cincinnati, The Quirks, Personality, and Charm of the Queen City. And also, of course, like anywhere else, the mob was there was some mob influences historically in the Queen City. And what can you tell us about those?
You know, this is really, really getting into the nitty gritty. So Newport was home of George Remus, who was kind of the kingpin of the mob here. He moved to the city. He had studied, well, first he was a pharmacist. And then he studied law. And once the Volstead Act was passed, he saw that the Cleveland mob was making money hand over fist by buying alcohol legally through a pharmaceutical license and then reselling it. And since he was already a pharmacist, he said, well, that's something I can get into. And so he was buying the alcohol, and then he had his men steal it. They would steal the vehicle and all the alcohol, and it would just mysteriously go missing and end up on the black market. So much so that at one point, at the height of Prohibition, 80% of the bonded liquor in America was found in Newport, Kentucky.
Yeah, of course, known as Sin City, Newport, Kentucky.
Yeah, it was even full of casinos and backhaul gambling. Of course, after alcohol became legal again, they had to get into something else, right?
Yep.
And so they would have these illegal casinos. And, yeah, Newport was the original Las Vegas before Las Vegas was.
There are also some other events that you outline in the book, Micah, including the Day the Music Died. I mean, you hear that, you think of the airplane crash in Iowa back in 1959 that killed Buddy Holly, the Big Popper, and Ritchie Valens. But this is something different, I understand.
Of course. This one, I grew up listening to rock music. My dad had a love of rock music, so he instilled that in me. And this was also a story he told me about the Who concert. And this was a tragedy that really had far-reaching implications past just Cincinnati. There was a Who concert, and they came to Cincinnati. They were doing general admission tickets. Kids were lining up for hours in advance, and they heard the sound check from the stage, and they tried desperately to get in, and there was a crowd crush, and 11 people lost their lives. And because of that, general admission tickets were banned. And it's funny, I was just in South America. I went to the Taylor Swift concert, which was general admission. And so I just happened to be in line next to some folks who were also visiting from the United States. And I told them this story and why we don't do GA admission tickets in the United States. And it was because of the Who concert here, which was riffed really sadly on Saturday Night Live. It was kind of in poor taste. They had actors in like white T-shirts with shoe prints on them. I found that distasteful. But there is a scholarship memorial to honor those victims who lost their lives. They were all very young people with their whole lives ahead of them. And yeah, the Who came back and played a concert here. Just in the past few years, they hadn't been back to Cincinnati since.
Yeah, the two surviving members, Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our conversation with Micah O'Connor. She is the author of What's With Cincinnati, The Quirks, Personality, and Charm of the Queen City, right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our visit with Micah O'Connor. She is the author of What's With Cincinnati, The Quirks, Personality, and Charm of the Queen City. And Micah, can you kind of walk us through that? You mentioned that in the first segment that it was about a year-long process. Can you kind of walk us through how this all began for you?
Yeah. So I mentioned, you know, I became aware of the publisher, the Reedy Press, is based out of St. Louis, Missouri, or Missouri. I talk about that in a section. So my cousin wrote a guidebook about her city. She is an influencer in Jacksonville. And so that's how I became aware of the publisher. I am a writer already in my day job. I manage grants, which is a very technical writing process for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Cincinnati. And so I sent them some writing samples. They really liked it. And they said, hey, we have this new style of book we want to try called What's With? And I thought it was interesting. I said, absolutely, sign me up. So I did. I signed a contract. And it took about a year to write from research. And my background is in library science, so I approach the research very academically and utilize all of the wonderful resources that we have in the city from the Cincinnati Hamilton County Public Library. They have a great digital resource. I went to Union Terminal. They have a library down there, Cincinnati Museum Center, and the Mercantile Library. I went to the, a lot of people don't know that we have a great Jewish history here in the city. So I went to the Hebrew Union College. They have a great archive there to learn some more about Judaism in the city and some great people who did good work in the name of their faith. And really just utilize, you know, admission to everything. We have so many things out there available for free or at low cost. And I just attended every tour, went through every museum, every activity that I could and talked about in the book, Boots on the Ground. And really just had an amazing time. I spent probably 3 months just doing solid research before I wrote a word.
All right. So quite the process, as they say. Yeah. And I know that there's a lot of people are interested in trivia and so forth. And of course, we talked about George Remus, who, the Prohibition era bootlegger acquitted of murdering his wife in broad daylight at Eden Park and, things. And of course, also, a big thing is about pigs. And of course, that kind of goes back to the original name of Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, the nickname Porkopolis. So this is a great story. Back before we had professional fire companies, there were volunteer firemen in companies in their neighborhoods, and they would occasionally do these parades, and they would, quote, battle other cities for bragging rights. And so there were some gentlemen from Louisville who came to visit for one of these pageantry events. And they are the ones who coined the term Porkopolis. They were appalled by the pigs running amok in the city. Because according to many writings, including those of Mark Twain, he was famously doing a steamboat tour and too had some opinions about the city and the pigs running everywhere. But that name stuck, even though we didn't continue to be the top pork-producing city in the United States. The name stuck with us, and it's something we still use, even in our cheeky artwork to this day. Everybody's familiar with the big pig gig that happened in 2000, and that's when they had all the artists paint the pigs. They were all over the city, and some still remain as art pieces, installments outside establishments. I personally like the one outside Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. I think they call him Hamlet. Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, that's awesome. And of course, the Flying Pig Marathon, It kind of harkens back to that as well. So, I mean, it started as an insult, but it's something that the community has definitely embraced. So, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Micah, how can folks find this book?
All right. It is everywhere. It is at a local bookstore near you. Barnes & Noble carries it. Joseph Beth Booksellers carries it. both places have been kind enough to invite me in for signings. It's on Amazon as well. And if you are in the area, I would be happy to talk to an organization and sign one and sell them to you.
And Micah O'Connor, how can folks get a hold of you?
Find me on Instagram. It's Micah Wright, M-I-C-H-A, Wrights, like W-R-I-T-S.
All right. So.
Also email, but Instagram's really the best. I'm a millennial.
Okay. So it's M-I-C-H-A-W-R-I-T-E-S on Instagram.
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Well, Micah O'Connor, author of What's With Cincinnati, The Quirks, Personality, and Charm of the Queen City, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well and continued success to you, and look forward to more writing from you and look forward to reading your book.
Excellent. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.